Hello, and welcome to Yousef Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings.
Hello, hello. Wherever you are, I'm glad that you're here with us at this moment. When I say us, I mean me and Selah L. Bloom. Today, we're going to be talking from the standpoint of love is a garden. And if you missed the last episode, we came from gratitude. Are you practicing your gratitude? Check that episode out and see if you are. Now, what we will be discussing today is vulnerability and the difference between God and man. Now, when you think about vulnerability, I'm quite sure there's contextual definition and then there's also personal definition. To me, vulnerability is something that you have to dig within to pull out. So, Selah, first I want to say thank you for being a part of Yousef Stoop. You are the first guest on here, and that is an honor. I thank God for you appearing. What I would like to know is, what do you think vulnerability means? You can come from a contextual definition, a personal definition, or whatever you feel the people need to hear most in this moment.
Well, Yousef, thank you for inviting me to the stoop, first of all. It's a privilege and an honor to be here. I understand the word vulnerability is very different meanings to a lot of different people, because if people have been vulnerable, then it may bring back memories and they may get emotional. If a person has never been vulnerable and they've always guarded themselves, or they feel like they need to put up a certain air, vulnerability is not going to be tangible to them. So vulnerability is something that we all have to have at some point in our lives. We all need it. In this earth, we need it as women, we need it as men, we need it as mothers and fathers, we need it as husbands and wives, we need it as children, we need it as teachers, we need it in government. But vulnerability basically means that you're open, you're susceptible. And when you're open and you're susceptible, you can get injured, you can get hurt. And ironically, the word vulnerability has the word ability at the end. An ability just kind of equates to, what is our capacity? What is a person's capacity to be vulnerable? So that's connected to, I have to decide to be vulnerable.
I think you brought up some great points. Vulnerability is definitely not a one-directional word or a one-directional attribute. The decision that comes with vulnerability really speaks to breaking a glass ceiling or breaking out of a shell. It's truly stepping outside of a box and recognizing that it's more than just you. It's things that are outside of you. And it even brings up the next portion of our discussion in this topic. What's vulnerability with God look like? What's vulnerability with man look like? Now, a lot of people might say, well, God is within me. That's true. But you have to know that the relationship with God versus the relationship with the spirit within is totally different. Also with man. So think on that, and we'll have more conversation after the intermission. Welcome back to Yousef Stoop. In the first half, we talked about vulnerability. Now we're going to dive in deeper and talk about what does vulnerability with man truly mean. Now, contextually speaking, vulnerability deals with susceptibility. Personal context speaking, inward, outward. What we will do now is see what it is that Selah believes vulnerability with man consists of. I'm very curious to see the information that she has compiled, and let's dive right into it.
So vulnerability with man, that is definitely a topic that we need to dive into. Usually when you think about man, you think about a peer, an equal person. And then you may think about tiers, like somebody that has a higher status, somebody that makes more money, has more authority, or has more power and position. Then you may think about people that's underneath the regular status, which may be somebody that doesn't have a lot of money or maybe quiet, may seem to be weak. When a person is vulnerable and then people naturally look down upon them, it's like they're kind of pushed to the side, taken advantage of, and society takes note of that. So they try to be totally opposite of that. So as we go back to in the beginning, we were talking about you have to decide to want to be vulnerable. You may not want to be vulnerable, but you have to decide. We all have a will, and that will gives us a choice. It makes us think, like, do I want this or do I want that? So in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, it talks about following peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So it's basically following peace with all men. When you follow something, you're being vulnerable. Even something such as peace, you're being vulnerable. And then we have in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. So you're following and you're submitting, but it's all connected to man. And even if you do it on a societal plane and you think about it in a way of society, we all have to be vulnerable at some point. We all have to submit to something, be under something. We have to be dependent of one another. Examples are going to the doctor, having surgery. When people have surgery, they're under anesthesia. They are vulnerable. They cannot do anything. Being a student, going to school, you're under the teacher's authority. Going to work, you're under your boss's authority. Under the government's authority. So we all have places to be vulnerable one with another, whether it be from God's perspective or from society's perspective. But it's all about choices, because you can choose to not to go to the doctor. You can choose to not go to school. You can choose to not work. You can choose to not submit to the government. But everything has cause and effect and a consequence.
So based off what I'm hearing, when we look at vulnerability from man's perspective, a lot of it is concerning weakness. But I think vulnerability in God is what equals strength. When it comes to societal norms, we're more concerned with how we look. We're more concerned with how we feel, protecting ourselves in a sense. But from my understanding, God is our protection. So looking at it like that, what does vulnerability in God mean? And how do we truly embrace that? And what are some of the thoughts that you have concerning that, Selah?
Vulnerability in God is definitely different from vulnerability to man. And the reason for that is because when we're vulnerable to man, we don't really know what we're going to get. But when we're vulnerable to God, we know what we're going to get, because His word says what we're going to get. And God is truth, and He always gives us truth. He does not lie. So to be vulnerable to God, you have to also decide to do it. Because He gives us a will. He doesn't force anything on us. But there's, once again, there's consequences. Whatever we decide to do, there's cause and effect. But when we do give ourselves to God, we are vulnerable to God. It's a beautiful thing, because we're submitting to Him. We're being under Him, and we're dependent upon Him. So to be vulnerable to God, you have to give yourself. And you also have to be willing to obey. You have to be willing to give and accept love. And you also have to be willing to give and receive blessings. And all three of those things are doable. So Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we end up having peace with God when we are vulnerable to Him. And then James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. So these are just a couple of scriptures that leads us. And then when you're vulnerable with God, it leads us to peace with God. And peace with God also leads us to peace with man. Loving is also a place of vulnerability, because God wants us to love Him, to love ourselves, not idolize ourselves, but love ourselves, and then turn around and love our brethren as ourselves. So that's a vulnerable place, because you're literally opening yourself up. But to be mature in love is that when things happen to you that you may not like, when you're loving freely with man, like rejection or hurt, you don't let it stop you from loving. So even in vulnerability, there's a sense of strength, like you were talking about, in God, because He'll cover you in your vulnerability. He'll cover you under the shadow of His wings, and He watches over you because He loves you. He loves us.
Well, there you have it. With man, we cannot be so open that we do not know our stance. With God, we have to be so open that we do know where we stand. And I think that some wonderful points were made today. And I just want to say thank you, Selah L. Bloom, for being a part of the show, being the first guest, and for bringing such wonderful points.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. This topic can go, we can go even deeper or longer in this topic, but we did touch the surface. And as people begin to think, they'll begin to recognize even more things about vulnerability and how it applies to their lives. Thank you.
Well said. And with that, I just want to thank you for being a part of USEF Stoop. Pray that you got something out of it. Peace, love, light. And until the next time, may God always be with you. Thanks again.